Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffens Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. You can get more information about me at jackstockwell.com, as well as forbiddendoctor.com. And Forbidden Doctors is a moniker that we use, referring to the forbidden doctor that's inside you, the doctor who keeps you alive, that keeps the systems running, that maintains all of your organs in optimal performance as best they can, that the medical industry forbids you to know exists. That's why we call it the forbidden doctor. They want you to believe living chemically is better than living naturally. And I say that with full purpose of heart. Now, what I want to talk to you about is soy. I still find patients who are feeding their children soy products. And when I hear this, it just blows my mind that such accepted general national attitudes about certain things become the backbone of how people make their decisions, rather than investigating and researching them themselves. Jenny is a secretary. She's a receptionist. And all of a sudden, changes began to take place. She was making mistakes in her work. She was suffering from memory lapses. She would actually type a word backwards without even realizing it, and then proofread right over the mistake. Her speech started slurring when she answered the phone without her even realizing it. People had to tell her. And she didn't know what to say. And one day, she actually found herself walking across a busy intersection against the lights, and for a moment didn't know how she even got there. Leslie, another lady, went to pick her mother up at the airport, and all of a sudden she gets lost coming home. And although she had lived in this area for years, she was completely disoriented. It took her up to 2 hours to find her way back to her house. And she started suffering these cognitive problems, and her words would jumble when she tried to speak coherent sentences. She even started to forget how to spell even simple words. She had been eating soy foods, lots of them, for 3 years. When we got her off of soy, her problems cleared up. Her mind returned to normal. But Jenny, the first one, the secretary receptionist, didn't eat soy. Her problems cleared up only when she went on a diet and stopped eating bread. And she discovered that she could eat homemade bread without any of these problems. But when she would buy bread in the supermarket, she would get brain fog. Now, Jenny, she's had a thyroid problem for a long time. She's been taking synthetic thyroxine, levothyroxine, for years. And so when her office finally updated how they do things around the office and finally got an online site for their business, and she started learning how to do searches online. She went to a thyroid site, and she learned that soy was a very potent thyroid depressant and should not be consumed by anybody that has the slightest thyroid problems. And one of the most commonly prescribed drugs in America is levothyroxine, or Synthroid, as an artificial thyroid hormone. So on her next trip to the grocery store, she started reading labels, and she found that almost every single loaf of bread in the supermarket had soy flour in it. Now, we know that a study that was done at the university, Kyoto University in Japan, back in 1988, the study showed that thyroid enlargement in rats and humans, especially children and women, who were fed with soybeans, has been known for over 50 years. And so in this 1988 paper, the study attempted to determine the amount of iodine that was required to prevent goiter in the populations of those who were consuming soy foods. Now, goiter is, you know, the swelling of the thyroid gland. you can usually tell somebody who has goiter because they've got that swelling there at the base of their neck in the front. And he found that small amounts of iodine would prevent noticeable thyroid enlargement, but even large amounts didn't prevent the pathological changes to the thyroid gland. And so he found out that soy, a very potent goitrogen, now goitrogen is simply something that generates goiter, causes goiter to take place. And the parts of the soy protein in soy foods was not removed by cooking it. And so although scientists have known for, decades that soy is goitrogenic, it was only recently that they were able to actually pinpoint the actual thyroid-depressing compound that was in soy. And that this research that was done at the U.S. Toxicological Laboratory in Arkansas, they found that the thyroid-depressing substances are isoflavones because they're estrogen-like compounds that are just chock full of content in soybeans. You want to start looking for the word isoflavones, just like it sounds, I-S-O-F-L-A-V-O-N-E-S, isoflavones in the foods. Don't buy it. And so this discovery came as a shock to the soy industry, which had been promoting these phytoestrogens. A phytoestrogen is an estrogen that comes from a plant, and it's the phytoestrogens, or these isoflavones in soy, that's supposed to protect us from heart disease and cancer, osteoporosis, and the discomforts that come with perimenopause and menopause. Yet in normal women that were consuming sufficient amounts of iodine, just 30 grams of roasted soybeans a day, edamame, something like that, containing about 38 milligrams of these isoflavones, were found to depress normal levels of thyroid function. That's less than the amount in two glasses of soy milk, or two servings of tofu, or a handful of roasted soy nuts. And in sensitive individuals, like Jenny that I first started talking about, even small amounts of soy were able to provoke mental confusion indicative of disrupted thyroid function. And sometimes we really underrate the power of the thyroid gland. Now, the thyroid is the gas pedal of the human body. The gasoline is ATP, adenosine triphosphate, that's manufactured in the mitochondria of the cells. And proper diet gives us plenty of ATP. But the rate at which your body burns ATP is controlled by thyroxine, the main hormone of the thyroid gland. And when we're hypothyroid, it's like being out on the freeway and taking your foot off the gas pedal. It's that dangerous. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And I'm addressing the concept of soy because more and more research is coming out on this. And the most detrimental part of this is what happens to our children when they're fed soy, especially, oh my goodness, I can hardly say it, when their infant formula is made mostly up, the content is isoflavones that comes from soy. And I will get to that. But the amount of isoflavones in our food is just everywhere you turn anymore that has certain flavorings or they want extra protein content. You will see isoflavones in the ingredients. Now, further confirmation of the adverse effects of this came from a study that's not all that long ago of Japanese Americans that were living in Hawaii. And this professor found that a significant statistical relationship between two or more servings of tofu, just tofu per week, quote, accelerated brain aging, end quote. And those who were participating in this, that were consuming tofu in midlife, had lower cognitive function later on in life and a greater incidence of Alzheimer's and dementia. And what's more, Dr. White said, quote, those who ate a lot of tofu by the time they were 75 or 80 looked 5 years older, end quote. Now, according to a Cambridge scientific abstract that was prepared by Jennifer Phillips, estrogens, which includes the phytoestrogens in soy, and again, phyto is plant, estrogens that come from plants, can block the efficacy of a thyroid hormone. In other words, your body can be producing sufficient amounts of thyroid hormone, but if there are isoflavones, if there's soy products in your bloodstream, it blocks the ability to use that thyroid hormone, which is why women need more thyroid hormones than men and are more prone to thyroid problems because since thyroid hormones acts as a neurotransmitter, very low levels of thyroid hormone in the body can mimic psychiatric diseases. And severe hypothyroidism, and I have many female patients suffering from this, can cause symptoms similar to Alzheimer's disease in their 40s, including memory loss, confusion, just a slowing down of their body's metabolic processes, paranoid depression, even as bad as hallucinations. And other symptoms of low thyroid function, the most common ones that we see with hypothyroidism, fatigue, loss of hair, difficulties at menopause, digestive problems, constipation, infertility in the 20s and 30s, and brittle bones. And individuals with low thyroid function, we know, are prone to heart disease. So the soy proponents claim that soy would help the heart because it lowers cholesterol. Yet as long ago as 1992, researchers at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute were looking at every study they could find that had been published about the risk of having high or low cholesterol, and they found that mortality was greater in women with low cholesterol than high cholesterol. Now, I've talked about this many times on my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast. You just type in cholesterol. And I'm telling you, you will be absolutely surprised at the information that comes forth. Now, individuals with low thyroid function, we know that they're proponents of heart disease, victims of heart disease. And women who have low cholesterol have shorter lifespan than women with high cholesterol. And the same thing is with men. And as I said, I get into that much more in my podcast. But scientists were looking at the correlation between soy foods and brain aging that's focused on isoflavones. Now, we're going to be coming up to a break here in just a few moments, and I want to get into the fact that a lot of the people who propose soy in your diet claim that in Asia, soy is a major food staple and that it doesn't seem to bother them as much. So when we get back after the break, I want to get into what's wrong with that argument. You're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I will be right back.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Show. Doug Steffen will be joining me here before too much longer, but before he does, I want to get a few more points across here about soy. Now, those who are proposing soy in your diet as, you know, as something like low cholesterol and getting away from animal foods, which is insane in my experience, but they say, well, look at Asia. Well, a staple is defined as a major commodity in the sense that it provides a large portion of calories in your diet, like rice and fish in Japan, or rice and pork in China. The Japanese consume about 150 pounds of fish per person per year. That's almost a half a pound of fish per person per day. And in a study that was done back in 1977 in China, they found that 65% of the calories came from pork, including the pork fat, the lard that was used in the cooking. And by contrast, overall consumption of soy in Asia is really, really low. The average soy consumption in China is about 10 grams or 2 teaspoons per day. And levels are a little higher in Japan, but Japan has so much more iodine in their food because it's coming from the ocean that it seems to counteract the negative effects of the isoflavones in soy. And the Chinese have said from long before I was born, you don't eat soy unless it's fermented. You don't eat soy in the non-fermented form. And so in Asia, they consume it mostly in the fermented form, but they will not feed it to their babies. When a mother's unable to nurse or a wet nurse is unavailable, the infant is given milk from cows or from water buffalo. But here in this country, an estimated 750,000 to a million babies per year get this infant formula made from processed soybeans. And parents use soy formula in the belief that it's healthier than formula based on cow's milk. That's the idea that the soy industry wants you to have. In fact, when soy infant formula first became commercially available, the big promotion of this back in about the 70s, better than breast milk, that's how the advertising was, is that somehow you could take from a soybean and make something better than what Mother Nature made in the mammary glands. Now, there is a great deal of scientific evidence that soy formula is very damaging to newborns. Dr. Naomi Bonslag, who's a clinical professor of pediatrics at Georgetown University Medical College and an expert on breastfeeding, cited many reasons in a paper she published to avoid soy formula. She says there's a great deal of scientific evidence, I'm quoting, that soy formula can be damaging to newborns. High levels of phytic acid that blocks zinc absorption, enzyme inhibitors, lectins, manganese, phytoestrogens. And we know that high levels of manganese are toxic to babies because babies don't have the blood-brain barrier development that takes place later in childhood. And manganese overdoses have always been associated with brain damage, leading to violent behavior in these little guys. And furthermore, soy just simply lacks factors that are essential to normal brain development that you find in animal milk, including the essential fatty acids and DHA, which is a brain growth factor, and the cholesterol that goes along with it. And remember, half of the brain's weight is fat. Now, when I get back, I want to get into, we're going to take a break, but what I want to talk about is what happens when you give high levels of soy protein, isoflavones, to little kids before they even begin the sexual development that comes in the adolescent years. You're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We will be right back after the break.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is in San Francisco, California for a scheduled meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Biden will attend the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit and will hold talks with Xi today. The leaders are expected to discuss the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine, normalizing communications channels, and eliminating the flow of fentanyl into the United States. The House approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown on Friday.
On Tuesday, the House voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. The bill now moves to the Senate, where bipartisan support exists, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he intends to pass the legislation as soon as possible.
When it comes to government funding, as I have long said, it has to be bipartisan. And right now, that's the path we seem to be on.
I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And again, I have well over 200 podcasts on that many subjects at ForbiddenDoctor.com under the podcast. And there's a podcast list. Almost anything you want to know more about in the sense of natural approaches, you'll find there. Now, Dr. Mike Fitzpatrick, who's a New Zealand toxicologist, estimated that the amount of soy product that is in infant formula that is exclusively fed soy formula gets an estrogenic equivalent of at least 5 birth control pills per day. Now, if you don't remember anything else from this show, that is the thing that I want you to remember. Because that is absolutely, to me, I mean, it makes me sit back and go, holy smoke. And you look at the infant formulas that are in the supermarket. The amount of infant formulas that are based on soy. Now, this Dr. Fitzpatrick from New Zealand believes that the soy is what is accounting for the alarming levels of premature maturation in little girls. There was this study that was done back in 1986 by investigators in Puerto Rico, where early maturation is very common. And the researchers expected to find a correlation with the consumption of milk and meat. But we're surprised to discover the strongest correlation was with soy, because girls who consumed large amounts of cow's milk as children actually had lower rates of early development. Now, what do I mean by that? In our country, 1% of all girls now show signs of puberty, such as breast development or pubic hair, before the age of 3. And by age 8, almost 15% of white girls and just under 50% of African-American girls have one or both of these characteristics before they should begin. Now, Fitzpatrick said that soy infant feeding disrupts hormonal development in the same way as the environmental estrogens do, the PCBs and the DDTs and the synthetic estrogen DES, diethylstilbestrol, that shows up in a lot of commercial milk. And the use of soy formula in the women and infants children, the WIC program, which supplies free formula to low-income mothers, may very well explain the astronomical rates of early development in African-American girls. And these consequences are tragic because you have these girls with sexually maturing bodies long before the emotional maturity comes with it. And they start to have feelings and urges stimulated by sexual hormones that are developing way too early, and children who are simply not equipped to handle this kind of stuff. And early maturation in girls is frequently a harbinger for problems with the reproductive systems later in life, including failure to have a period, infertility, breast cancer. But what are the effects of soy products on the hormonal development of boys? Because male infants undergo this testosterone surge during the very first few months of life before they're even born. When testosterone levels we have found in utero can be as high as those of an adult male, because this is what's going to prevent them from becoming a female and turn them into a male. You've all heard that we're all created as females. That's true. But a few months into pregnancy, there's this blast of testosterone that shows up that moves that little boy, that androgynous fetus, to become a male baby as opposed to a female baby. And when mom's blood is full of isoflavone-derived protein from soy products, so that these estrogenic compounds are in her bloodstream, they're getting into that developing baby's bloodstream. Now, during this period, this is when little infants are programmed to express male characteristics after puberty, not just in the development of their genitals, but masculine physical traits, but also in the patterns and brain characteristics of male behavior. And they found that in studies that were done with monkeys, deficiency of male hormones would impair learning. It would interrupt their ability to discriminate visually, things like the tasks that were required for reading. Or it would retard the development of spatial perception, which is normally more acute in men than in women in natural conditions. But learning disabilities, especially in male children, have reached epidemic proportions in this country. And soy infant feeding, which floods the bloodstream with female hormones in their developmental stages, what do you think that's going to lead to? Now, I've told some of my patients face-to-face, if you want an effeminate child, if you want an effeminate boy, feed them soy proteins. If you want a masculine boy, you have to feed them animal proteins. And other kinds of problems that have been anecdotally associated with the children of both sexes who were fed soy extreme emotional behavior, depression, asthma, immune system problems, pituitary insufficiency, thyroid disorders, irritable bowel syndrome. Why haven't parents been alerted to the potential dangers of soy formula? Because the formula industry is huge. Look what happened. What was it, a year ago, 2 years ago, when we suddenly didn't have any infant formula on the shelves and the panic that went across the country? We were buying, what was it, Argentina? There was some foreign country we were getting formula from, the majority of which was based on soy. I don't know how I can be more adamant about this. A good example is that a recent University of Iowa study funded by the formula industry, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association of all places, was comparing the reproductive health of adults who had been fed soy or milk-based formula as infants. And the survey found that the soy group had much higher levels of reproductive disorders, asthma, and allergies. And females of the soy group were much more tended much more towards a sedentary lifestyle and weight gain. Yet the authors omitted that in their abstract, because a lot of people, when they do studies of scientific research, they'll read the title, they'll read the abstract without reading the whole study. And they didn't put that in the abstract. They admitted it. They omitted it. Excuse me. And so the findings of the current study, it says this. So the findings of the current study are reassuring about the safety of soy infant formula, even though the internal part of the study said, uh-uh. And the University of Iowa study was widely reported throughout the press as a vindication of soy formula. So that study followed a June of 2001 report that was published in Cancer Research, which found that genistein, which is one of the isoflavones in soy, was more carcinogenic than the synthetic estrogen, diethylstilbestrol, DES, that they give to commercial cattle to make them produce more milk. I am beside myself, because the medical professionals insisted that DES was safe for pregnant women until they discovered that women whose mothers took DES while they were in utero suffered from very high rates of cervical cancer. And the authors of the cancer research study just said, quote, the use of soy-based infant formulas in the absence of medical necessity in the marketing of soy products designed to appeal to children should be closely examined. Was that on the front page of every newspaper coast to coast in this country? No. And so the concerns about the dangers of soy have prompted consumer groups in New Zealand and in Canada to call for a ban on the sale of soy infant formula. The law firm of Johnson Lawrence in New Zealand is still collating a list of victims in preparation for a class action lawsuit in New Zealand with follow-on legal action in the United States. So what am I trying to do here? I'm taking much longer right now as a part of the Good Day Health Show to talk about soy than I have time to on a regular daily basis in the clinic face-to-face with patients. And so I tell my patients, the next time you go to the grocery store, read the labels. And you're going to find that almost every loaf of bread or hot dog buns or hamburger buns or baguette breads or a lot of the different kinds of specialty breads, read the labels, you're going to find contain soy flour or contain soy products. Now, as this is beginning to be more prevalent in the consciousness of parents who are coming to light about these kinds of things that are reading labels, you don't find as much of this as you did 10, 20 years ago, because the manufacturers of food, especially with people who are looking for more organic, more natural stuff, you're going to find the labels having less and less and less products or ingredients listed in that product as they go back to more natural things like foods of all things, and less of all the extra additives they used to put into these things, including soy flour, because there's so much soy flour that they want to use this as a source of protein to go with the wheat protein that's in the breads. And unfortunately, a lot of the wheat protein is from enriched flour, which is bad enough as it is, combined with soy flour. I'm telling you, it's a time bomb. And so when I have patients who start, mothers particularly, say, well, I'm a little worried about Sam. You know, I'm a little worried about Kathy. Why? And I'll say, well, are you feeding them soy? Because not only does it provide estrogenic hormonal systems that don't belong in a developing body, it also suppresses normal thyroid function. And any developing child needs plenty of thyroid hormone because, as I said, it's the gas pedal of the body. When children are just laying around and they don't want to get off the couch and they don't want to do this and they don't seem to have any initiative, especially with boys, watch what they're eating. Read the labels. And if we're dealing with soy products, if we're people who are just trying to raise their kids vegetarian or even worse, vegan, you're going to end up with a nightmare that could take decades to fix because they're in the developmental stage. What people do later on in life as a major lifestyle change is not nearly as dangerous if they move in the wrong direction, in my opinion, as it is to do this to children whose brains are still developing, whose organs are still developing, especially the thyroid and the testicles and the ovaries. The ovaries need that proper estrogen level. The testicles need that proper testosterone level in order for them to become a healthy woman and a healthy man. And when we start playing around with hormones that affect sexual development even before the secondary sexual characteristics start to show up in puberty, you're asking for a nightmare. So someone came out to me and said, is that why all this sexual stuff is going on in our country today? I said, I think it could be a contributing factor. There's other things that are going on. But anytime somebody says something to me about there doesn't seem to be something right about my body or my children or my husband or whatever else, I always go to the food first. First and foremost, what are they being fed? Read the labels. Be very careful about what's going on here. Now, in a few minutes, I will be joining Doug to finish the Good Day Health Show for this particular episode. I just love talking to Doug. Doug loves walking all over me and giving me a hard time to get my thoughts across. But Doug is one of my best friends. Lots of podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com/podcast and my own at ForbiddenDoctor.com, hundreds of them. So stick around. I'll be joining Doug here in a few minutes to finish today's show.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour, good day, health time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, the procurer of a fabulous website called ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find all kinds of information about the things that he teaches people about nutrition. They have created their own enzyme, the Lee Long Life Energy enzymes that everybody should have. You can get those at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then the JackStockwell.com focuses on his NUCA chiropractic practice, which is upper cervical, and he tells me that I need it because I, in the last 3 or 4 days, I've been almost unable to walk. So what I want to know is the mechanism. I have pulled a muscle in my back, and you said I'm out of alignment. So this is a lesson for everybody who does this, because back injuries and back problems are pretty universal. So why is it when I have that spasm that I then find it difficult to walk? It's like my legs, the below my hips, just kind of freeze up, and I have to really work to walk.
Well, there's few human behaviors that employ as many muscles working together as a unit as walking does.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I mean, hundreds of muscles are involved with walking, keeping the spine erect, keeping the pelvis level as best it can with the legs moving.
Mm-hmm.
And any one of them that is weakened because it's in a spasm, or it's been pulled or stretched or overworked, and it can't contract in unison with the rest of the muscles in a walking exercise, weakens the entire structure. And so the body has to compensate for that little weakness. Something else gets tighter, something has to twist or move, the spine will bend in order to compensate for that weakness. And usually it only takes one little muscle in order for someone to start having a ridiculous-looking limp, simply because that muscle is
walking sideways. The guys on the farm said, well, you're walking not sideways, I'm bent over to the right. to compensate for what's going on my left side. I guess much anything else. I've had this happen before any number of times over my life, but I don't. Sometimes it's just not. I know what I did. I was pushing a wagon with a load of corn on it, and I twisted the wrong way. All it takes is just one little twist, and then bingo. You've got
one thing you don't want to do is put heat on it.
All right.
You
want to put, I sat on a bunch of ice last night to do it. I did put some heat on it earlier. And it's, okay, ice.
No,
all right, there
backfire.
It is. Lesson for everybody. The question of the day for Jack, is all bread bad for you? What do you look for when you buy bread? You are big on carbohydrates. We need carbohydrates. So how do we get them if we don't eat bread, or should we be eating some bread?
If you're going to eat bread, get heritage type of wheat. Get the kind of wheat, it's still out there, the kind of wheat your grandparents had when it was still
without chemicals on
wheat.
Yeah, right.
And then it's organic. And then you grind it up, and within no more than 2 weeks, you make sure that flour has been converted into bread. Mm-hmm. What you buy in the store, almost every single bread that you buy in the store has soy protein in it.
Right.
You don't need that. That's a very dangerous source of protein because of the high estrogen content that is in soy. But you read the label, and you'll almost always see soy present in some form of bread. When you grind up whole wheat, you expose the vitamin E that's in the oil that's a part of the germ of the wheat berry.
Mm-hmm.
That will oxidize and go rancid. And we know that rancid vitamin E oil is carcinogenic.
Huh.
And almost every loaf, almost every loaf of wheat bread that's in the stores has been ground up for a period of time before they took that whole wheat flour and made bread out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is going to sound crazy, but based on my experience, you are far ahead buying white bread than wheat bread from a grocery store.
Because in that same bit of information I passed along to you to get this conversation started was an overview of white bread and how bad it is for you because there's nothing in it. It's flour.
There's nothing in it.
Yeah.
The nutrition is in the bran of the wheat, just like the nutrition in rice is in the polishing on the rice itself.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't want that, so we remove it and give them white rice, which has no more nutritional value to it than white bread does. And the problem is these things will fill up the belly and give you a satiety feeling. And so you are filling yourself up with something that doesn't have what you need, and it prevents you from getting what you do need.
Because worse than that, if you have an allergen to the wheat, the white bread, that kind of stuff, if you're a gluten person, then you're going to really...
You don't see that with rice, but you see it with wheat.
Yeah, no, not rice. I can eat rice bread all the time, but not wheat. All right, so there's some things to think about. Good day health, Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.